This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
English is that? Your mother doesn't speak like that. Jennifer, did your mother speak like that?
If she did, she'd hit her own knuckles because she's an English teacher.
Yeah. That's an interesting expression. Hit her own knuckles. I'll have to remember that. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the DJV Experience. All right, so Victoria, does your mother speak like that? I've never heard your mother. I've heard
Fancy Nancy? No.
Fancy Nancy.
Oh, yeah. Fancy. Her nickname when I was a kid from my friends was the First Lady. So, no.
Really?
Definitely.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting her. All the mothers, for those of you who want to stick around 7:30 Eastern time, the trend will be the moms. Jennifer's mom, Dory's mom, Kara's mom will be here. I'm thinking Kara's mom is charismatic.
How did you come up with that?
All right. So, speaking of charismatic, you've heard me talk about Steve Harvey a lot. Nice fellow he seems to be, comes across well on television, has a great sense of humor, interesting story in his background because he had his years when things were tough. He lived in his car for a while. And now has the world by the tail, it would seem. Just got his morning syndicated radio program renewed for another, I think, 4 years at $15 million a year. Good for him. He has a good show. I think it's entertaining. It's on about 70 different stations around the country. He also does a daytime television talk program, which trends well and does well. I think he's in the fourth year of that and is moving it to Los Angeles from Chicago. It was originally produced in Atlanta, where he comes from. So he's got the television show, got the radio show. He does a syndicated, I guess we'd call it a game show, right? Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done well for him and done well in the ratings, about as well as it's ever done with him as the host. And then he's doing this show, what is it, Little Big Shots or something? What is that thing called?
Yep, I think Little Big Shots is the name. Yep.
Right, yeah.
He's like Ryan Seacrest.
Well, yeah, in a way. I don't know what kind of a businessman he is.
Well, he's got a lot of jobs. How about that?
Got a lot of jobs. So he needs time to himself. So today you're probably going to see and hear some buzz from certain corners about a memo, which is basically entitled, Do Not Approach Me. It was leaked yesterday by some members of his staff, but it was written early in the year. It was written last September, when they started the season, telling people not to go into his dressing room, don't talk to me in the hall, don't stop. It's just one of those, please leave me alone, I need my privacy sort of memos. And a lot
not
of
a
people,
lot of please in there, though.
Please.
Maybe you should read the memo, because it reads very differently than it sounds when you paraphrase it.
Well,
I think that's part of the problem.
His attitude with the people who work for him would be considered by some to be condescending.
Only here's a little what, bit.
Here's what he wrote. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Now, remember, this is last September as they started Season 5 of his talk program. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one, in capitals. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I've been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more in capital letters. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I'm seeking more free time for me through the day. Do not wait in the hallway to speak to me. I don't like being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It's for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all. Steve Harvey. Yeah, there no please in that. Can you, as I read through
I love him.
First time.
I totally love him.
I was thinking what it would be like if I wrote a memo like that.
Hello. Oh, we think you're a jerk.
I think I would snort and laugh.
Would you?
And then say, what a D-bag.
Well, I think my biggest issue with this is the last sentence where he says, it's for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Look, I don't really think that you get, like, I don't care about your personal life at work. If I'm working with you and I have a work-related question, I don't really care if you're trying to relax more in your personal life.
You get to call and make an appointment. I mean, here's the thing. With Steve Harvey, and sadly on a smaller scale, I kind of get what he's talking.
Yes,
when you are you are so busy and you have so much to do and you literally might get 10 minutes, and I'm not kidding, 10 minutes a day for your own personal stuff. You can tell this really hits a personal nerve with me. For your own stuff. And then you have people who are lined up to show you things like their dogs dropping presents on your doorstep. It's a lot. And from what I heard, he said that people would come to him. They'd bring people to the set, and they'd want him to sign autographs, and they would have... I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from now. Should he write it in that way?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's the difference, is Jen.
He made a point.
Jen, you were so busy, and I just can't ever imagine you writing a letter like this. Despite how successful you are and how much work you do, I think that you're still humble. And I think for a guy coming from his beginnings, you would think that he would be a little bit more humble in the way that he asks people to do this. I just think that there's a respectful way to do it, and I don't think this is it.
I agree, Kara. I understand what he's saying, and I agree that he probably is one of those people who is sweet, and people do take advantage of that sweetness, you know? Like, he comes across as very affable. So people probably think, oh, it's just Steve. We can just walk right in. And I get that. But when you see this in writing, there is the tone of it and the harshness of it. It really has cast a very different light on him. And the PR, you want to, the optics, I hate that word, but everyone's always saying optics now. But the optics of it is really not good for him. And even he said yesterday, he was questioned about it, and he said he regrets the way that this happened, and he said he probably shouldn't have written it down. It should have been more of like an in-person meeting with the staff, because you know the way Steve Harvey delivers a line, it always, even if he's being serious, there's kind of a funny tone to it. It would have been a lot softer, and none of this would have been a big deal. But I think when you see it in writing, it is really harsh.
Well, my read on this is that if it was really this disturbing, it would have been released last year by somebody instead of waiting until now for whatever the reason. My guess is the person that leaked this has some other axe to grind, and that most of the people on the staff understood, as Jennifer explained. Here's a guy who has worked very hard to get where he is. He deserves the success he has. Does he make a mistake here and there? Of course. Do you make mistakes? Do I make mistakes? We all do. Are they subject to national scrutiny? I wouldn't want most of my mistakes to be subject to national scrutiny. And so in this circumstance, I give the guy a pass, although I would not write a memo. I've written some pretty nasty memos in my time for various reasons to various people, some having to do with this program, some having to do with the farm, some having to do with my personal life. And it's hard on a flat screen or a piece of paper to get the real nuance behind. And that's why I go back to saying, I don't have to be a protector for this guy. He can pick, you know, he can buy and sell me and all of us 15 times. But I think that sometimes, especially in this age where everybody is so damn judgmental about things, and you don't really, you're not there, you didn't put yourself in the guy's head. Maybe he was having a bad day. Who knows? We all are entitled to bad days. I had a horrible day yesterday and a worse night last night. So am I going to today sound like I'm ready to rip somebody's throat out. No, just you move on, you take the next opportunity, and you go with it. I think this guy is, in a way, very fortunate, and I hope, and I think he does, because I think he comes across as that sort of fellow. He gives thanks and shows gratitude. This doesn't look like he's grateful to his staff, but it's one memo in a career of years and years and years. And I think there's a lesson here for a lot of people. First of all, don't put all your thoughts in writing, as he suggested, in a piece of paper. This memo sucks. If I saw this memo and I didn't know Harvey, I'd think he was a dirtbag the way Victoria described him. I can also imagine, because it has happened to me as well, and Jennifer's like, I mean, we've all probably been in these circumstances where we either have a lot to do or we are in a very, almost a vicious cycle of going from one thing to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. I've been living my life like that for pretty much all of, since I was in high school. And it does, it helps me, it propels me, it makes me better at what I do. Nobody said to Harvey, you must take this job, you have to do that, you have to. He's chosen the route that he has taken. So with choice comes responsibility. And the responsibility here is for him to understand that the people, that he didn't get where he is by himself. I mean, that's the other side of this wrinkle. He didn't get there without having people that were supportive and helpful. And if he is easy to be around, or it's neat to say, you know, we all want to be around celebrities. We like.
But I think people want to impress the boss, or they want to.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, they're taken by his celebrity, so they want him to, like, kind of perform for them in the hall, or if they bring mm-hmm. guests. I mean, it can be overwhelming, I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, when you're as big a star as he is, and his staff probably wants to be near him all the time.
Sure.
And their career is based on his well-being. If he feels his well-being is at risk, would it be worse for him not to say anything and just have a heart attack and die, and then no one has a job anymore?
Mm. I do think, though, when you get to the point where you're like, don't make eye contact with me, don't try to walk with me in the hall, it's a little much, though, you know?
It comes across, that's what I said, flat screen or a piece of paper, it comes across as a guy being an a-hole.
You could say, everyone, I need a little more time for myself, please make an appointment, I'm not going to just entertain open door policy anymore, I really need a little more time to myself. Like, there's so many other ways that he could have phrased it, and I think that's what he's talking about now, mm-hmm. where he said he has some regrets at the wording and the way it came out.
No, nobody's going to ruin this guy's career. He's okay. But will he be more sensitive now? Probably. It's always been a good lesson for him, as well as everybody else. If you're hiring and you don't know where to post the job opportunity to find the best candidates, have I got a suggestion for you, Y-O-U. You want the importance of finding great talent and to have a successful business to fall on your shoulders, and it's like the weight of the world is on your shoulders sometimes because you want, but you can't move as quickly as you would like to in some areas. Well, I'm going to help you, or more importantly, I'm going to tell you a story about a company that will help you called ZipRecruiter. On ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to job sites with one click, all of them. No matter what, they have powerful technology that efficiently matches the right person to your job. This is better than anything else in the marketplace. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to use ZipRecruiter free. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. They are fabulous, so easy to work with and work under. Unlike some of the other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. It's a software program that looks around and sort of finds its. It's pretty amazing how some of the software stuff works. It's like the spiders on your computer. It just grabs people. It looks for people that are looking for jobs, finds them, and brings them to you. You want to try this all out? Fabulously free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 21 after the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fascinating reality here. Speaking about television stars, moving on from Steve Harvey to Kelly Clarkson, who apparently is really focused or in a position to get herself onto American Idol. But then I'm confused as to what. Didn't we yesterday talk about her being on the.
We did. The big rumor yesterday was that Kelly Clarkson, the first American Idol winner, would join the reboot as a judge.
Ah.
And it turns out that that's not the case, and I don't know where the rumor came from, but totally not the case, and she did the opposite and went to a different network, and she's actually joining The Voice.
Yeah. So why would she do, that, though, under the circumstances?
Well, I mean, she's been on The Voice before as a mentor and a performer, so I think she's, from what she said, she's wanted to be a judge and sit in the big red chair.
Yeah, why would she want to be a judge on American Idol?
I think that The Voice, I watched, so yesterday Blake Shelton did a Facebook Live and said he had big news, and then he brought in Kelly Clarkson as the judge for the spring, and she said, Blake, I've been asked to be on this show a million times, I've always been pregnant, and I'm so upset because I've always wanted to come on there and beat you. And so she said, I'm not having any more kids, so it's the perfect time. I think the times that she was going to join, she has been having babies. So maybe that has something to do with it. I think that the American Idol thing might have just been a creation by somebody. I don't think that
it may have been a negotiating ploy.
Maybe, or maybe it was just a made-up rumor.
So who would be likely to be judges on American Idol? Because that is coming back next winter.
I think the show sucks and tanks if they don't get Simon Cowell. They have to have Simon back. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
And, you know, Simon is having a lot of fun on America's Got Talent, and that starts up in May. So, I don't know. I mean, May, at the end of May.
It's a summer.
May 30th, I think it starts.
Yeah.
He could do both, But then he'd be going back and forth between NBC and ABC. So, you know, there's always weirdness with networks. So I don't know. Kara and I were talking about this yesterday off the air. And to me, the number one reason why The Voice will always be better than American Idol is because of that interaction that the coaches and the mentors have on The Voice, and all of the direct interaction with the contestants on their team. And that is something that you just never see anywhere. And American Idol was just very, it was very flat. Beyond the funny auditions in the beginning, it's three judges sitting on a panel, and the only time they see the contestants is when they perform. There's no teaching, there's no coaching, mentoring, none of that happens. And without that, I think The Voice is always going to be better than Idol.
All right, so there's, what's the story with Jennifer Hudson?
She's going to be on in the fall. Jennifer Hudson and Miley Cyrus will join Adam and Blake in the fall for The Voice.
For The Voice. All right. So she's not a contender for American Idol either.
No.
So then who is? Who makes a...
who's been there before? There's Harry Connick Jr. There's Jennifer Lopez. There's Paula Abdul. There's Randy.
Keith Urban.
Yeah. I can't imagine Jennifer Lopez taking on anything else, considering she's already doing... three different shows.
This well, now could she be, can deal with NBC with Shades of Blue.
Also,
that got renewed, so yeah.
A ploy on Ryan's part. I think Ryan's playing this pretty smart, frankly, as well. Yesterday, on TV or the day before, he says, I don't know if I can do this. And now, they say, wait a minute. We just moved it. We're talking about moving it to New York. It's going to be on ABC. How about we get to the bottom of this deal? Which I think is going to, he's another one of the Steve Harvey, Jennifer Horne people that are doing something 24 hours a day. So that may be part of this. But they need somebody. If they don't have Ryan and they don't have somebody like, what's his face?
Simon.
Then they should forget it. Because they ain't going to go anywhere. 28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
Memory is not perfect. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Our memory, despite what we'd all like to believe, is not perfect. Usually, most people will readily admit that their memories aren't perfect right up until they get into an argument. Then, all of a sudden, when we're in an argument, we have a tendency to believe that we have an eidetic memory. But the reality is, our memory is not perfect. So listen to this. The next time you find yourself in an argument wanting to say, "You said..." Don't. Instead of saying, "You said," try saying, "I thought I heard you say," and watch the difference that little twist makes. We don't have perfect memories, and when we use phrases like "you said," which make it sound like we think we do have a perfect memory, we can really spark defensiveness in others, especially if we're wrong even by one word, which just keeps the argument rolling. For ways to disagree more peacefully, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
Sometimes, when it seems like government is keeping us in the dark, the solution is to turn on the lights. That's what one man in Minnesota did, starting a website where he posted information about the county commissioners' meetings every week. Lots of readers were appalled at what they read and began showing up at the meetings to make their views known. They looked through the lens of liberty and told the commissioners in no uncertain terms that government works for the people and not the other way around. They defeated several multi-million-dollar boondoggle projects and ousted the commissioners who voted for them. It all started with one responsible citizen who took it upon himself to be a watchdog for freedom.
Go to lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh yeah! 34 after the hour. Oh yeah! Ooh, yeah. That's a slowdown. Ooh, yeah. I just have to make myself giggle, because if I don't, I will...
It keeps you from crying?
There'll be a hole in the top of my head. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here as part of the DJV thing. Doug Jen and Victoria Kara is at the controls. The... situation with Saudi Arabia. Tell me this doesn't make you crazy. Saudi Arabia has launched a campaign to counter the decision in Congress to allow families of the victims of September 11th to sue Saudi Arabia. Remember this all came about last year. The bill was passed.
This was big in New York.
Right.
Where I am.
I think, wasn't Obama was against this, but it passed anyway.
He vetoed. It passed and he vetoed it. It's the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. And it's been around since last September. It seems that the Saudis have been paying military veterans hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to Capitol Hill to warn lawmakers about the potential the bill has in terms of consequences. Even though it was passed, there are a lot of people, like mostly the supporters of the Saudis, who say the measure would expose our troops and diplomats to lawsuits. In other words, the Saudis say, you sue us, we'll sue you.
I mean, we knew this was coming, right?
Well, I guess we did.
Yeah.
But what kind of outrage is there in this? The way we treat Saudi Arabia, and have since George Bush the father has been president, it was one of the things that I found most critical. I liked George Bush the father and thought he was a good president. But there are a couple of things he did, like whatever. There's this thing called the Carlyle Group. And it's him and Frank Carlucci and a bunch of other people who got together and threw their money into an organization that basically sells its quote-unquote services. Well, it's that they're influence peddlers. That's basically what they are. They're like lobbyists, only in a bigger way. They organize countries.
Yeah.
And they organize big businesses to work in the they smooth over things that get muddied up. Like if we were in another country, there's an oil, I don't know how many of you have seen this, there's a big oil natural gas spill in Ohio where the pipeline is being built for the gas, the Tennessee Gas Company. And so there's like millions of gallons of this sludge that comes out of the earth when you're drilling for gas, and it has contaminated a lot of acreage in wetlands and stuff in Ohio. So let's say that were a problem in Italy. This is an American company doing this work over there, and the Italian government goes after this American company. Well, the Carlucci bunch, the Carlyle Group, steps in, and they sort of mitigate and fix things up, and they get a piece of the action. And you know, they have as a result of this, they have real estate holdings all over the world. They have businesses all over the world, and they are indebted to businesses and governments, and likewise, the governments and businesses are indebted to them.
It's like the modern-day Illuminati.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Well, it'd be interesting to know how many of them are Masons, frankly.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, that's true.
If you don't get the connection, do you want me to do it, or do you guys want to do it? The Masons were, if you look at the dollar bill, that triangular symbol that's on the dollar bill, that's a Masonic symbol. And it represented the men, most of the men who signed the Constitution were Masons. And they, were a club. It's a club. It's a tribe. It's, you know, we have lots of them. The Senate is a club. The presidents are a club. Members of Fortune 500 corporate boards are a club. People who play baseball are a club. People on the radio are a club. You understand? We all have our clubs. And so, in this circumstance, this club is very powerful, and it was then, and it is now. So, to think that there isn't, I've always talked about the Trilateralists and the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and all that bunch of that's supposed to be the power behind the power. And whether they are or they aren't, you're never going to find out. There's some interesting movies and books written about it that help you speculate, but it's
a lot of theories.
Yeah, right.
The funniest one to me is that, for whatever reason, I don't know how this started. Maybe with the Tom Hanks movie, this is, you know, with the Illuminati, maybe that's how it started. But, like, when you see anything online on social media, there's an entire generation that believes that Beyonce and Jay-Z are Illuminati.
Yeah.
It just cracks me up every time I see it.
They don't have too many black folks in those groups.
Little do they know it's Oprah that's the Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah, that's the subtle suggestion on Victoria's part, backed up by another subtle suggestion from Jennifer.
Oh, it's not even a race thing. I just think it's hilarious. Like, it's
but it is.
Beyonce. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but it's Beyonce is not an Illuminati.
No.
That's
and I really actually believe that Oprah is, so, you know,
you think?
Race be damned. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Please. I mean, it would be kind of fun.
Was Deepak in on that, too, then?
Deepak Chopra?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
The two of them are very, very close.
Yeah, they're tight.
Very, very, very.
So maybe it was actually, maybe it was an Illuminati meeting on that yacht with the Obamas and Oprah and
Tom Hanks. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Whoa.
And Richard Branson. Maybe they're all Illuminati.
Look, we can laugh and like the tinfoil hat, but the more that I see the craziness that's going on right now on both sides of the aisle, the more I absolutely believe that there is a silent... What?
It's more believable, all this stuff is.
Yeah, that there's a silent ruling class in this country.
So do you want me to take it one step further, Jennifer?
Yeah.
They are not human. They are from some other planet.
I don't know about that.
They're lizards.
They're lizards.
Yeah.
Hashtag lizard truth.
Hashtag.
That's a thing, too, on social media.
There you go.
I'm just saying, either... Obviously, the system broke when Trump won. Obviously,
their
something
system.
Happened.
Yeah, right.
Right. I don't think
so,
that was
that
supposed to be necessary.
That they're going
to
stand for it, or they're going to try to get him out of there? That'll be. The Illuminati run the news media, or at least the adjuncts of it, depending on who it is. The Catherine Grahams of the world, all those people are kind of gone now. Bradley, those people aren't around. I don't even know who I used to be able to tell you the editor and publisher of the New York Times is. I can't tell you anymore. I don't even
That's
know.
That's because it's fake news.
Well, maybe.
Well, Jared Kushner's family has a ton of newspaper outlet stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe Trump's
he's an up-and-coming,
in the Illuminati with him.
he's an up-and-coming Illuminati.
Right.
Well, I've heard someone say that Trump was actually the one that was supposed to win and that the reaction to it is... because of that. And then I've heard other people say, and this one to me is a little more believable, just judging by how everybody's head fell off when he won, is that he wasn't supposed to win and there was a glitch in the system. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called the Electoral College.
Well,
and
no,
that's
but
why,
I mean...
That's why the Electoral College stays there, because it can be manipulated by these people.
Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe.
Ooh, something else to think about. All right, let's get to something that's really important, like why is it that Nastia, is it Lucan? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Lucan, yeah.
Lucan has postponed her wedding. All right, both of you ladies, the Biff twins are here. Who wants to take the first paragraph and then the second paragraph?
Oh, no.
Right, no? Well, the lady who's getting married actually should take this.
Yeah, this is a good wedding story.
Oh, well, I don't know. It might not have a happy ending. I hope mine was better than this.
Yeah.
Olympic gold medalist Nastia Lucan, of course, in 2008, she won gold in Beijing and became kind of a big national star. She's also went on to become a broadcaster. So she's been doing really well for herself. She has been posting online things about her and her fiance and their wedding, and they were supposed to get married this coming June 24th, which is my wedding date. And apparently,
Jennifer, did you know that? Wow, Victoria, you're getting married?
Wow, it's almost like we haven't heard this 5,000 times before.
I know, you're making everyone sick of my wedding already.
Victoria, you know what's weird? I think maybe my invitation got lost in the mail.
Uh-oh. I'll send you a new one, stat.
Okay, perfect.
Right. In an email. All right,
so the weird thing is she's been very excited about her wedding. They were supposed to get married in Rhode Island in Newport on June 24th, and yesterday it was announced they've postponed the wedding with only 6 weeks to go. So the rep says that
who's
it's
the
because there's
to be? What's the problem?
He's an entrepreneur. His name's Matt Lombardi. I'm not sure exactly what field he's in, but they've been together. They got engaged in June 2015.
He's in left field at this moment, apparently.
Yeah. They live in Boston together, and so he's based in Boston. So it seems to be very strange. Up until 2 months ago, she was still posting things about the countdown, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. And so now, with 6 weeks, the wedding's off. So...
Mm-hmm.
Sources, you know, tabloid sources, Page Six, they're talking about there's some more drama behind the scenes, so maybe this will unfold as the weeks go on.
Da-da-da-dun.
But at 6 weeks, your invitations should be out or just about to go out, so that is kind of awkward.
Well, 6 weeks and I still could get a, wait a minute, I could still get an invitation 6 weeks out. You're just about 6 weeks out now.
If anyone else can't make it, you're number one on the B list.
Wow. You know what? I really hope that the Matt Lombardi she's with is different than the Matt Lombardi who apparently plays hockey, because he's married, and so that might be why their engagement is not working out.
Gotta watch that Google.
45 past the hour. Speaking of weddings and good things, when you get married, you want the best for you and your spouse. And people who are giving gifts for a wedding, we talked last couple of weeks about using ParachuteHome.com, their website, for ideas for Mother's Day presents, mostly sheets and towels and things that are good for the home. A great suggestion. Now, I'm thinking about weddings. I was thinking about sending a nice present to Victoria, but I'm not sure yet if I would get it out of this catalog or get it from someplace else.
Oh, I thought it was, I'm not sure yet, period.
Well, I am not sure yet. I am. That's also part of this. Parachute makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. So if you're starting life with somebody else this spring or this summer or this year, then make your new home as comfortable as possible. And maybe what you do is you put this, where do we have the register, right? You have registers?
The registry, yep.
Why wouldn't you put, as a matter of fact, I'm making this suggestion to you, Victoria. Why wouldn't you put, you must have a registry by now and put all of the things in there that you want. Parachute Home Bedding is a great place to send people.
Yeah.
You know, you can have any company you want in the registry. So go to parachutehome.com/DJV, send people there, or if you want things from that company for your wedding, tell people to visit parachutehome.com/DJV to find what it is that they, I mean, they probably look at the catalog and say, okay, I want one of these. That's how the registry works, right? Give me one of these, give me one of those, two of these, five of those. So if that's the deal and you don't know what to do, maybe even without being solicited, you prepare to give. I think everybody in the audience ought to just get a present for Victoria, even if you're not invited. Just get her a present and send it along. And a good, or any friend that you have, visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get the free shipping, the return, something that they offer that nobody else does, is sending back the used sheets. If you don't like them, they'll send them to Habitat for Humanity, so they go to a good place. Find perfect bedding, perfect things for the home, and get them through parachutehome.com/DJV.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
The world's largest healthcare company, Johnson & Johnson, introduced two interactive museum experiences. Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, located in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the digital companion, ourstory.jnj.com. Alex Gorski, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer.
What you're going to find when you go into this museum, you're going to be able to touch our past through 3D interfaces, a two-dimensional photography that highlight different milestones, the credo.
Both experiences take visitors on a journey through time and around the world as they explore the stories behind more than 130 years of healthcare innovations that have changed the course of human health. Margaret Gerowitz, Chief Historian.
Some of my favorite artifacts in the building are Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages tins, over 97 years of the product's history. Some of the fabric that was used to sew employee uniforms early in our history.
Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, will open to their employees initially. And anyone interested in learning more can visit ourstory.jnj.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears.
because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keelan, who is here to discuss the world of technology, sort of a tradition at this time every week, the top five items that have appeared in the news circle, the news world, the news of technology. So let's get started at number five, which is the story of pet apps.
Yes, this week was the Be Kind to Animals week. And so in honor of that, we have a few pet apps that are free for Android and iOS, and they're really fun. The first one I actually used last night to try to get my dog to pose for me, because he's really bad at that, and it's called BarkCam, and this app really does help, and it works. If you've ever tried to take a picture of your pet, for whatever reason, Murphy's Law, as soon as you're about to hit the button, they turn away or they move and they lose their pose. So it's not always easy to get a great photo of your pet. BarkCam is a very simple app. It's a camera app, and it plays various sounds that gets your dog's attention. It can be anything from the sound of a cat meowing if your dog doesn't like cats, or if your dog loves cats, it works. And anything that it'll play, it'll do different sounds until your dog's ears perk up and you get the right picture. So it's really fun, and it's free, so that's a great way to get to do a photo shoot with your pet. Another great app that's also free. We don't think of the American Red Cross as doing anything pet related, but they actually do have a pet first aid app that is really informative and really helpful, and in some very serious cases could actually save your pet's life. And so this is also a free app. All of the information is in one place. You can have all of your vet information, your emergency contact, everything all in one spot. It has different sections. It has a learn section where you can actually educate yourself on pet first aid. It has a prepare section on how to have different supplies ready, depending on if you're going on vacation with your pet, especially if you're traveling with your dog, and all sorts of emergency things. One of the nicest things about it is that it also, in the learning section, after you absorb all of the material, they have quizzes to see if you've really learned everything and retained it. So it's a really great kind of all-in-one stop place for your pets. And keeping your pet safe, especially with the summer months coming, various, you know, things like don't put your dog in the car kind of thing and leave the car running with the windows open or windows up, things like that that are common sense that still people don't adhere to. So those are two. That's the Pet First Aid American Red Cross app and Bark Cam.
Number four on the list of the top five tech items this week.
Well, if you're interested in having lunch with Apple CEO Tim Cook, he announced this week that he's auctioning off the chance to have lunch with him for 1 hour. He's very specific. It's only 1 hour. He's a busy guy. And it's through Charity Buzz. They're accepting bids online. You get to go to the Apple Park, which is in California. It's they have a brand new 175-acre campus that has 9,000 freshly planted mature trees. So this is all environmentally friendly. They have 17 megawatts of rooftop solar power, and Apple Park will run one of the largest on-site solar energy installations in the world after they're finished with all of the construction. Part of it is still under construction right now. So the auction runs through May 16th. It will benefit the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Charity, and it carries an estimated value of $100,000. That is how much time, or that's how much value is associated with 1 hour of Tim Cook's time. The current bid, however, is $345,000. So the next minimum bid starts at $350,000. So if you have that kind of money and you really want to meet Tim Cook, then you can still go and bid at Charity Buzz.
If I had that kind of money, I still wouldn't want to meet Tim Cook. All right, number three, from Cook to Amazon.
Yeah, well, would you want to meet with Amazon? What's his name? Jeff something? Jeff
Bezos.
Bezos. Well, Amazon had an interesting development this week. Their voice-enabled Echo speaker, which of course has Alexa, the virtual assistant, they out of the blue sort of announced that the new Echo has a touchscreen. And this is a big development, and this is I think going to be a trend-setting item, because now you can't just talk to the little round disc with the blue top. Now you have the touchscreen ability, which means you can view videos and you can have Alexa pull the videos up for you. And this also affects things that you wouldn't think of. YouTube videos, you can have her pull up. You can do hands-free cooking tutorials and say, "Hey Alexa, how do I make chicken parmesan?" And then there's a cooking tutorial of it right on the screen. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Number two, also kind of cool.
Yeah, smartphone users. There's a new study out this week that says smartphone users use an average of 9 apps per day, which equals 30 apps per month.
Wow.
I know you're not using that many, but...
Number one is...
And the number one thing this week in tech is there may be a U.S. expanded electronics ban on flights to Europe.
All right, laptop.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.